We live in a world that tries to avoid suffering at all costs. We distract ourselves from it, medicate it, run from it. But then you look at someone like Padre Pio, a man who willingly embraced suffering out of love for Christ, and you realize he understood something most of us don't. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you do not expect. Since we now entered June, the month dedicated to the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, when the Church invites us to reflect more deeply on Christ's redemptive sacrifice, I thought this would be a good time to speak about Padre Pio's own suffering. More specifically, I want to offer an explanation for why Padre Pio received the stigmata and what those wounds actually mean. To help answer that question, I gathered reflections from various sources, but what I found especially insightful came from the man who led Padre Pio's beatification process, Father Bernardino of Siena. Now, as Postulator General, Father Bernardino had the enormous task of gathering testimonies, documents, letters, anything and everything connected to Padre Pio's life and holiness. So, as you can imagine, he gained a remarkably deep understanding of Padre Pio. And to understand Padre Pio, he says, we must first understand the concept of church, what the church actually is. Of course, this is about the church with a capital C. It's about the faithful, not a building. Father Bernardino described the church using a very ancient Christian expression, the mystical body of Christ. Maybe some of you have heard this phrase before, but what does it actually mean? It means that the relationship between Christ and his followers is not merely symbolic. It's a real spiritual union. Christ is the head, and the church, comprising all faithful believers, is his body here on earth. We are united to him in a mysterious but real way. And once you begin to see that, certain phrases in scripture suddenly take on a much deeper meaning. For example, Jesus tells his apostles, "Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me." And then there's St. Paul's encounter on the road to Damascus. Jesus doesn't say, "Why are you persecuting my followers?" He says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Because by that point, Jesus had already ascended into heaven. Paul was persecuting Christians, not Christ physically present on earth. And yet, Jesus speaks as though the sufferings of his followers is his own suffering. Why? Because Christ identifies himself completely with his church. The Catechism explains this beautifully. Let me read you what it says. From the beginning, Jesus associated his disciples with his own life, revealed the mystery of the kingdom to them, and gave them a share in his mission, joy, and sufferings. Jesus spoke of a still more intimate communion between him and those who would follow him. "I am the vine, and you are the branches." And he proclaimed a mysterious and real communion between his own body and ours. "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." In other words, Christianity is about being united to Christ, sharing in his life, his mission, even his sufferings. And this is where Padre Pio enters the picture. You see, Padre Pio completely surrendered himself to the will of God. His entire life became centered on union with Christ. And that union was made obvious through the many miracles and mystical powers associated with him, but also through something more visible, more painful, the stigmata. For 50 years, Padre Pio carried in his own body the wounds of Christ. He once wrote to his spiritual director, "I desire nothing but to love and suffer." That sentence tells us a great deal about Padre Pio, because for him, suffering was not a punishment from God. He wanted to suffer. He wanted to suffer for the sins of others, out of love for God and for mankind. He saw it as a participation in the work of Christ's redemption, a sharing in Christ's love for souls. In fact, years before receiving the visible stigmata, Padre Pio wrote something remarkable to Father Agostino. He was only 25 years old at the time. Listen to what he said. "Jesus chooses souls for himself, and among them, against all my unworthiness, he has also chosen mine to be of help in the great work of human salvation. And the more these souls suffer without any comfort, the more the pains of good Jesus are alleviated." Let me repeat those last words. His suffering alleviates the pains of Jesus. Not because Christ's sacrifice lacked anything, never that, but because Padre Pio's suffering had become a profound collaboration, a participation in the redemptive mystery accomplished by Jesus in his passion. He offered himself as a sacrifice. And here's where we come to the heart of the matter. Here is the answer to why Padre Pio received the stigmata. He received them because he had become, through grace and surrender, so completely one with Christ that the wounds of Christ appeared in his own body as well. They were outward evidence of an extraordinary interior union with Christ crucified. In closing, unlike many people today, especially those prone to prosperity gospel thinking, Padre Pio understood that suffering is not a sign of God's abandonment. It is a participation in the great mystery of redemption. He once shared his frustration with Father Giovanni da Baggio. "Everyone comes here to have their cross taken away. No one comes to learn how to carry it." He then added, "If men knew the spiritual fruitfulness of pain, they would all want to be placed on the cross." Now, I'm not suggesting we all go looking for suffering, but when suffering enters our lives, as it inevitably does, it does not have to be wasted. And maybe that is the real invitation hidden behind his wounds, to learn little by little how to carry our own crosses with love, patience, and trust in God. And perhaps some of you listening today are carrying crosses that no one else fully sees. A burden in your family, a health struggle, a worry that follows you into every day. One of the beautiful things about Padre Pio's spiritual legacy is that he reminds us we do not have to carry those burdens alone. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this apostolate. It's about placing your intentions, your loved ones, and your struggles within a spiritual family united in prayer and trust in God's grace. Your intentions are remembered in holy masses, and you become part of a community that seeks to walk faithfully with Christ together. If your heart is being drawn towards that deeper spiritual companionship, you can learn more through the link below. Thank you for spending this time with us today. If this reflection touched your heart, please subscribe and continue journeying with us through the spiritual legacy of Padre Pio. And if you feel called to become part of our prayer family as a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll find a link below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you.